Okay, so Rabbi said we learned about the concept of Chiddushei Torah. So I want to read together what I wrote here in the Hakdama. You can see on the screen reading. That you can see. What does it always say? What does it mean? So what is this lashon of coming lahoitzi la'or? I bring out the light of the sefer. Like we said, anytime you get more clarity in something, the more you learn it, the more you get clarity. And the more you review something, this is called Chiddushei Torah. Whether you're doing it or someone else, so this is where I saw this concept, the Yetziyah Davar La'or. So the concept is that based on last night's shiur, we discussed what is the Chiddushei Torah. Chiddushei Torah doesn't mean you have to make a Ma'aracha or a B'kiveger. Chiddushei Torah means Nevar Nir Levar Dine Kan Gilu Lanu Agoyin Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner Pirush Chiddushei Torah. The Ein Kavanas Kavanas Advarim LeDvarim Chadashim Shelo Nemru Me'olam doesn't mean something that was never said. Ela Kol Shemis Barerim Advarim Etzloi B'Yoyser Oymek. Anything that you get more clarity in. Because you tried harder, that's called the chiddush. So my question is, it doesn't make sense. So call Adam Alemi Boifin Shetri. Let's say you learned something very superficially, but the first time I learned it, I never knew it before. So now it's also chiddush Torah. Because to me, I never knew it. So anything that I never knew before is chiddush Torah. That doesn't make sense either. So how do you understand this? So when does it become chiddush Torah? So the answer is based on the Chazon Ish, this beautiful lashon. It says, don't be jealous of people who are mefalpil. Rather, Inyan Chidushim, Chazanish also brings the Keserosh. He says, mizgala. You can't get down to what it's saying in the Tershavapem. Ela Achre Roiv Hashkeid of Ha'amu. So therefore, the idea of being moitzi la'or is you found a chiddush. The idea of a chiddush is that you worked on something and you gained clarity. That's a chiddush. So now nimtza the chiddushei Torah hainu the oimek shegila haloimed aliyadei roiv amelusai. If you so it comes out. That really the chiddush zeh nishar mechose mikol mi shenigash lomoy b'loy amelus. It's something that you can't get clarity on if you don't work on it, but it's there the whole time. It's really there. It's just that if you look at it simply, you won't get it. So memelo, what he means, I think, when he says I'm being moitzi the chiddush la'or, means I'm bringing the light. I'm shining the light on the chiddush. The chiddush was really there. The Havana was really there. I'm not creating nothing new, but I'm being moitzi et la'or. I'm the guy. So if you go mine somewhere and you find a diamond, so did you create the diamond? What? I vanished. I didn't create the diamond, but what did I do? I worked hard enough to reveal it, to find it, to bring it out. So I was moitzi the diamond la'or. I brought it out to the light of the day. So when a person, the idea that he's saying, Rav Chaim V'Lozhiner, is that a chiddush is something you bring the light of day on it. You're mighty at la'ar. You, by you working on it, brought out that havana that was there the whole time.
Somebody else said it.
Oh, is that? Havana that advar va'ata idesh kidasai hoitzi advar l'makam chirusam. The Oyram. I read pretty nice words. Wow. Michael Shades. Omnom.
Your editor.
That what? Okay, this is already a deeper Indian. Maybe there's also a gilui of the Aragonos, because the Aragonos is in the Torah. And when does the Aragonos come out? The Argonos only comes out The argonos means the R that Kadosh Baruch Hu hid from Maisa Bracious, but where did he put it? He put it inside the Chidushei Torah. He put it in the Torah, but he didn't put it on the surface level of the Torah. He put it on. I don't know why my audio, my I didn't realize that my video is off. I figured we were on the screen anyway. But let me see if I can get my screen up. Okay, whatever. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Aragonas inside the Torah, and it comes out when a person is Mechadish, which according to this means when a person gets down to the bottom of it. All the way in the bottom of the Torah, all the way in the bottom, all the way covered over by all the superficiality of the Torah, is down there is the Or HaGanus. And when a person works on it, he's Moitzi La'ar. It doesn't just mean he brought the Chiddush to the Or. He brings the Or from the out of the Chiddush. It doesn't just mean he brought the Chiddush to the Or. He also brought the Or out of the Chiddush. Okay? Nimsa Shaidea Milusa Hoitzi HaChiddush V'gam Gila Or Gadol. The other thing is, it's not just a chiddush for me. Why do you have to be care who brings out the chiddush? The doesn't make a difference who. It doesn't make a difference who, what's it called?
It was
Mechadish. The point is that the Chiddush came out La'ar. That's the main point. Okay? The one more step in this Chiddush. The next step is that we say, Call Mishtamish Be'or Torah, or Torah Mechayeyu. Yeah, you see this line here? Call, I wonder if I can, I know how to, I don't know if I know how to, oh, I can, I. Does this work? Oh, yeah. Call Mishtamish Be'or Torah, or Torah Mechayeyu. Anyone that's mishtamish in the Or of Torah, anyone that uses or is involved with the Or of Torah, the Or of Torah revives him in Tchias HaMeisa. So Chazal here tell us that the way to be zoicha to Tchias HaMeisa is if you're mishtamish be'or Torah. So in other words, the Korach of Torah which brings Tchias HaMeisa. But why does it use such a funny lashon that you get Tchias HaMeisim specifically through the Or of Torah? And the answer is that the Torah, the Tchias HaMeisim doesn't come just stamazin because you learned. The Tchias HaMeisim comes to a person who was Mishtamish, who got involved with the Or of Torah, the level of Torah of Amelus, the level of Torah of not being satisfied with the status quo, but being going a step further, trying to get further and further clarity. That's where the Or Torah is going to be. That's where the Tchias HaMeisim is going to be found. Tchias HaMeisim is going to be found by that guy who is Mishtamish in the Or of Torah and doesn't suffice in the Shitchias of Torah. And therefore, specifically, the one that Mishtamish is that learns Ba'amelos, that learns difficult, that learns with a kavana to try to get down to the Or of the Torah, that Or is Nitzchias, is everlasting, and that Or will bring him Nitzchias Amazim Ben Meher of Yomeinu Shkoyach Rabbeisa.
Shkoyach.
Thank you. What day is today? Okay, Monday?
Thank you.
I'll have to keep it posted about tomorrow because there is a